Today, on Back to Health.
This is where it gets confusing for people, and they think it's something different. Oh, my hamstring's tight, or my butt muscle's tight, right? And what's happening is you don't have to have back pain when you have sciatica. That disc could go back, hit that nerve, it's just not causing back pain. It's just hitting the nerve that's going down your leg, and it's just causing the leg pain. So a lot of times we're going to get back pain only, back pain with leg pain, or leg pain without back pain.
Hi, I'm Dave Dino. Welcome to Back to Health with Dr. Thomas Ferrigno, Clinical Director of Bay Area Disc Center, with clinic locations in Campbell and San Mateo. Dr. Ferrigno is a doctor of chiropractic medicine with more than 36 years of clinical experience and a rare depth of knowledge in non-surgical spine care. He develops custom therapies for patients who suffer from severe back or neck pain, a bulging or herniated disc, sciatica, or a pinched nerve, using state-of-the-art technology to repair, restore, and rebuild without surgery, without endless pills or painful injections, and without missing time at work. These next few minutes, they really could be the beginning of your road to recovery, bringing you to a place of wellness and optimal mobility without painful surgery or the use of addictive pain medications. Today, we're going to talk about relieving frequent and chronic back pain without the use of surgery. So, Dr. Ferrigno, first of all, it is, as always, a real pleasure for me to share this time with you because I know that you're going to help a lot of our listeners who right now are living with pain.
Thank you, Dave. Enjoy being here and looking forward to our program today.
Let's begin, if we can, with an example of how you helped a patient recover from severe back pain without the use of painful surgery or addictive pain meds.
Yeah, you know, we have many of those, thank God. This one in particular, this guy named Mike, he'd been a patient for a little while, but I remember when he came in, he had a pretty bad ice hockey injury, and it caused two pretty large herniations in his lower back at L4-5, L5-S1. And he was also a police officer. Remember, our police officers, they wear pretty heavy belts and equipment on them, and that puts a lot of strain on their backs also. So he was in really bad shape. And so he went through our spinal decompression program, and we got him back up and running fairly quickly. Thank God he's you know, these hockey players are in good shape, so they respond pretty fast.
Yeah.
And but we got him back up, back playing hockey. And of course, you know, we need him out there doing our duty for us, keeping us safe. And he's back out and working also as a police officer.
You know, what you're talking about kind of reminds me about two areas of your expertise. You began working with sports medicine, with working with people who had sports injuries. And then, of course, you work with those of us who are in professions where there might be a toll on our back. He was an ice hockey player, so there you've got the whole sports injury aspect. And then a police officer where just the burden of his work can create problems. You are able to really look at both of those areas, aren't you?
Yeah, as you know, when I first started chiropractic care, you know, I owned sports injury centers for 15, 16 years, so I've dealt with a lot of athletes. So, you know, I know that rehab aspect. Although sometimes when you have a disc herniation, the rehab comes second. You got to calm that disc down. We want to draw that disc material in. And then once we could get them moving better, then we start with those core exercises and get that area strong. Because a lot of times with a disc herniation, these people can't move. They can't get on the floor and do any exercises. They're just in too much pain. But yeah, having both these backgrounds definitely helps us with these types of especially more severe injuries.
The type of technology that you're able to use today, that was not available to you when you began, was it?
No, not at all. I mean, there's some technology, but nothing like what it is today. They didn't have these big spinal decompression tables or shockwave or deep tissue laser. You know, it was more, you know, muscle stim ice, maybe some ultrasound, and of course, you know, more manual manipulation chiropractically and then exercises. But now I got a whole host of toys in my office to really help some of these tougher problems that I couldn't really help in my past practices.
Do you have very many patients come to you who have been told that their only hope is surgery?
Dave, that's a majority of my patients. Probably over half my patients are coming in because they've been told they need surgery, and the surgery's scary. There's a lot of risk. I mean, sometimes surgery's needed, but you'd be surprised. Rarely is it needed. A lot of times, these patients, we could get them back up and running and not have to have surgery. And with non-surgical spinal decompression, there's just minimal risk. I mean, I've been in practice 37 years. I mean, I've done 50,000 plus decompression treatments, and we've never had a claim against me in 37 years, so I'm going to keep it that way. But we're very safe. Decompression's really gentle, and my procedure's painless. If you're in pain when you're doing it, you don't get to do it. So yeah, it's a safer way of going to surgery. Hey, if I understand your doctor may say you need surgery, exhaust all non-surgical measures first. If you're miserable, surgery's there waiting for you.
Not all decompression therapy is the same, is it? I mean, there are different levels of quality of that, aren't there out there?
Significantly different levels, and that's where you have to kind of be careful. A lot of these docs, you want to use the word decompression, and you're really going in there and you're kind of just getting on a little bit of a hyped up traction table, not a true decompression table. True decompression, it's got to be able to target one specific disc, and the software has to be really good to where it could keep your muscles from not guarding. Your muscles have to be completely out of play. So if we could target that one disc and keep the muscles out of play, then we could get what really decompression is, and that is the event of putting a negative pressure in the disc to cause a vacuum effect to suck in the fluid and nutrients and to suck in disc material. A lot of these tables where these doctors are saying decompression, they don't do that.
And those tables, they can hurt.
Well, if it's a really just a hard traction pull, yeah, your body's going to guard. It's going to spasm. And that's the key, is we got to be able to decompress that disc without your muscles going into a spasm and guarding. And if you don't have the right, really the true equipment for decompression, and then you're taking a little bit more of a chance.
Yeah, my wife had firsthand experience with this. That's why I'm asking you about that, because she went to a local chiropractor for some back problems, and he put her on what he said was a decompression table, and it caused her a lot of pain. She had to push some sort of a button to tell them to stop. And so, in talking with you, I came to realize that, yeah, there are different levels, and indeed, like you say, maybe some are just kind of souped up traction tables. We have to watch out for that.
And not only the table, but you got to make sure the doctor has the knowledge to do decompression correctly. I mean, I teach doctors how to do this. I'm the first doctor in the state of California nationally certified in decompression. And I always tell patients, I know people want to shop, price, this and that, but I always say, well, you ask the doctor a few questions. One, is he nationally certified in spinal decompression? Does he know all the protocols by Harvard neurosurgeon Norman Shealy, who really invented all the protocols for? Because sometimes you go in an office and they don't pull at the right amount of pounds, or they don't have you coming in the proper amount of time. I mean, there are protocols based on research on what true decompression is. And really, you should be in there 20 to 25 sessions over 6 to 8 weeks if you really want to make a change. And then there's certain formulas on really how much weight to pull on a patient. So yeah, there's a lot of things that you want to make sure when you're going in for this type of procedure that the doctor has the knowledge and he has the proper equipment.
Folks, you are listening to Back to Health. That is Dr. Thomas Farrino. He is the clinical director of Bay Area Disc Center, and they're located in Campbell and San Mateo, two different locations. And today we're talking about the relief of severe back pain without the use of painful surgery or addictive pain meds. If you would like to have a complimentary evaluation of your condition, you can schedule an appointment by calling 650-977-3701. Again, that's 650-977-3701. Or you can log on to the website BayAreaBackPain.com. That's BayAreaBackPain.com. You'll find a lot of information there. Then call them at 650-977-3701. 977-3701. Once in a while, I like to review your background. As I stated at the beginning of our time together, you've been a doctor of chiropractic for 36 years. Why did you choose to dedicate your life to this field, to the alleviation of back and neck pain?
Could I have it, Dave? And chiropractic made such a massive difference for me. So I had back pain starting in high school, but then I had a couple of injuries in college. I was at University of San Francisco. I was a pre-dental student. I wanted to be a dentist. And then I suffered a couple of different back injuries due to athletics. And I started going to a chiropractor, and it made such a difference for me. I said, maybe I'd rather look at backs instead of inside mouths. And so I made that change, and I started then going into chiropractic care. And then once I finished chiropractic school, again, I had more of a sports background. That was my passion. So I opened up the sports injury centers. And then after 15 years of sports injury, when I was in my early 30s, I was still had my sports injury centers. Then I suffered a real severe injury. I suffered a real bad disc herniation, real bad sciatica. I had a lot of motor strength loss in my calf and reflux loss. Of course, decompression wasn't invented then, so it was, chiropractic and it was physical therapy and pain meds. But when I turned 40, then I started doing decompression as a patient, and that was the real game changer for me, to the point that I sold my sports injury centers and opened up decompression centers. And I've been doing nothing but disc care for the last 20 plus years, and very specific in just really about four or five conditions, and that's it.
I think it's ironic that a person who dedicates their life to treating back pain suffered back pain.
Well, I think, we get guided. Sometimes our profession picks us, right? And that's not just back pain, but there's got to be something in your life that gives you that passion to do something. And yeah, for me, it was getting relief with chiropractic and then with decompression. And that's why I'm so passionate about decompression. I know what it did for me. It saved me from back surgery. And it's still saving me from back surgery as I speak today. Because, these conditions are a chronic progressive disease process. It's degenerative disc disease, stenosis. This stuff just keeps getting worse for a lot of people over the years. So you have to manage it. And my goal is to keep managing mine and hopefully all my patients to where they don't have to get on that surgical table. Right, and do it naturally, non-surgically, keep them doing all their activities, keep their pain levels at a minimum. Those are our goals.
As we indicated, one of your primary treatments is spinal decompression. Let's talk more about that for just a second. Give people a better picture of that. Why is that what you concentrate on, and how does it work to relieve severe back pain?
Yeah, there's a lot of options for people for back pain, but most are just working on the symptoms. They're not working on the really core, true problem. Even as a chiropractor, chiropractic's great. And I think chiropractic actually prevents a lot of this from happening if we have chiropractic before these things happen, because chiropractic keeps joints open, moving, and functioning. And that means there's less stress on that joint, so that joint's not going to break down. But when we have a lot of repetitive stresses on our body from injuries, postures, now that disc starts to lose fluid and nutrients, that disc starts to dry up, it tears, and then that jelly material starts to squeak out, bulge and herniate, and then all the arthritic changes start to happen. So, yeah, you could take pain pills that may reduce some pain, that's just a symptom, or an anti-inflammatory or epidural injection may reduce some inflammation, but again, that's more of a symptom. We want to actually make a change to that disc, and that's where spinal decompression is different. We could get that negative pressure, cause that vacuum effect, bring in new fluid and nutrients. So that's, remember, we lost fluid and nutrients as that disc degenerates. So now we want to bring in new fluid and nutrients to rehydrate and heal. And then we want to draw in disc material to get off that nerve root to give those nerves more room to breathe. And now you're making an actual true change to the underlying problem for longer term benefit. And that's really what decompression is about.
Is there any one condition that you see more often than any others in your office?
Yeah, I'd say two. Disc herniation by far is probably the number one thing I see. But then when that disc herniation is bad enough, it causes sciatica, and then it hits the nerve root and we get sciatica. So disc herniation and sciatica are probably the two biggest conditions that I treat in my office and the two most painful.
So, disc herniation, in layman's language, you would call that not just a bulging disc, but a ruptured disc, right?
Yeah, so that's when the jelly material really pushes out beyond the end plate and sticks out, and the jelly material goes outside of that annulus, and that's probably not layman's terms, but yeah, it's like a ruptured disc or slipped disc. It would
Okay.
be more layman's term. But the farther it starts to herniate back, that's when it starts to compress on exiting nerve roots or compress on the spinal cord or in the spinal canal where all your nerves are, and that's where the real severe pain starts to happen.
How does that then affect sciatica?
So in your lower back, if you have a, remember the sciatic nerve stems from your lower lumbosacral spine, from L4 to S3. And so in that lower back, if you have an L4-5 disc herniation, that disc sticks out to where it hits the nerve root that exits that goes down your leg. So now that disc herniation is bulging back, hitting the nerve that exits it goes all the way down your legs. Once that disc compresses on that nerve, now that nerve gets inflamed, irritated, and now you get pain running down that leg. Pain, numbness, tingling. It could be several symptoms. Weakness. These are the symptoms that you get from sciatica or any type of radiating, radiculopathy down the leg. And it's like no difference in your neck. They don't call it sciatica, but it's radiculopathy down the arm. It's like sciatica down your arm in your neck. When the pain runs down your arm and you get the pain, numbness, tingling in your arms and hands. But that's how the disc herniation affects sciatica. It's the disc herniation hitting that nerve. And sometimes it's not just the disc herniation, it's the arthritic changes from the facet joints. Those joints get arthritic and get larger, and the bone grows in towards that nerve. So between disc pushing back and bone growing in, there's just less room for that nerve to breathe.
A person might come to you and say, "Well, I've got this pain radiating down my leg, but my back doesn't hurt, so how can that be sciatica?"
That's a real common symptom with sciatica is that I don't have, and this is where it gets confusing for people, and they think it's something different. Oh, my hamstring's tight, or my butt muscle's tight, right? And what's happening is you don't have to have back pain when you have sciatica. That disc could go back, hit that nerve. It's just not causing back pain. It's just hitting the nerve that's going down your leg, and it's just causing the leg pain. So a lot of times we're going to get back pain only, back pain with leg pain, or leg pain without back pain, but
Wow.
majority of time it's coming from your low back and those nerve roots.
Folks, you are listening to Back to Health, and that is Dr. Thomas Ferrigno. He is the clinical director of Bay Area Disc Center. They're located both in Campbell and San Mateo, and today we're talking about the relief of severe back pain without the use of painful surgery or addictive pain medication, or even just regular over-the-counter pain medication that can be harmful. If you would like a complimentary evaluation of your condition, you can schedule an appointment by calling 650-977-3701. That's 650-977-3701. Or log on to their website, backpain.com, where you can take a very quick 45-second quiz to see if you are a candidate for treatment at Bay Area Disc Center. Again, log on to BayAreaBackPain.com and then call them at 650-977-3701. Doctor, so far today we have talked about spinal decompression as a treatment option, and you made reference to a couple of other technologies that you have. What are those, and how does it help patients who are suffering from what you have called a bulging or a herniated disc?
Yeah, we have several technologies. Obviously, the main technology is our spinal decompression, but we have a lot of technologies that go along with it. My program for decompression, like if you come in with a disc herniation, usually you're going to go through what I call my disc restoration therapy program. And that includes several things. And I have a moniker with it. So it's my 5-step spine solution, SPINE. Each thing stands for the technologies that we have. S, obviously, spinal decompression. P, physiotherapy, and that may include deep tissue laser, which will help reduce inflammation, pain, and speed up tissue healing. Maybe it's shockwave therapy, which is an acoustic wave that will help cause little micro tears in the tissues, so your body sends a whole new response of blood cells to help heal those chronic tissues. It's great for like chronic scar tissue formation. We'll do things like muscle stim and ice to reduce muscle tightness, inflammation. So that would be the physiotherapy. I is intersegmental mobilization. This is kind of like your chiropractic adjustment, but we don't usually do it manually with these disc herniations because the patients are in so much pain. And a lot of times I have a lot of elderly patients, so we may not want to manually manipulate those patients. So we use a tool that puts 12 impulses per second into the joints. It gets motion and a function and alignment to the joint, so you move and function better. That's really crucial. And is nutritional support. So there may be certain supplements we want to give to help with inflammation or pain naturally. And E is exercise rehabilitation, because we always want to strengthen that area to help protect that area, especially as you start feeling better. And remember, exercises isn't just while you're coming through my program. It's even afterwards. Every year, you got to keep that area strong and protect it.
You like to say that Bay Area Disc Center is a place for a second chance and choice based on, and I like this, based on research, science, and technology, right?
Absolutely. And, you know, again, there's, like we talked, there's so many choices out there. And I want to state something, because, you know, we talked about medication and things like that. I'm not telling anyone to stop their medication right now. I've never seen you. I don't know your condition. Your primary doctor is giving you that medication. So I got to make that disclaimer. I'm not trying to take you off medication. And sometimes, you know, sometimes when you're in severe pain, I get short-term use of medication. It takes the edge off. But let's look at it differently. We give a really comprehensive history and examination, and we always look at imaging. We want MRIs. We want to see what's going on. I don't want to guess. I want to see exactly what's going on, because we want to get to the core problem. I want to find out exactly what's causing your pain or disability issues, not just here's a pain pill and hope your pain goes away and then you feel better. Well, you think you're better because the pain's being masked, and then you go out and do something you actually causing more damage. Let's find out what the root problem is, and then we're going to put a program specific to your problem to really get you back to optimal health. That's what we're looking for.
Yeah, I like that on your website you indicate it's not one size fits all in your approach, right?
No, you know, everyone's different. Everyone has different issues with their spine. It's not just disc herniation. It could be spinal stenosis, sciatica. It may not be coming from your spine. That's what we need to find out. Hey, I've caught several cancers in my office over the years, which is horrible. I hate having to tell a patient that, but that's why we do MRIs, because a lot of times we'll pick that up. Or sometimes I'm going to hear a history that just doesn't sound like normal back pain. But that's why you do these thorough evaluations, right? We want to find out exactly what's going on. And if it's something I can't help, I'm going to send you to someone who I think can.
You know, we mentioned medication, and I think most of us want to avoid the use of medications that could become addictive. And there's a variety of them out there. They may be prescribed for short-term relief, particularly if you're following surgery or something like that. But there's something you don't want to take very long because of the danger that's involved. But over-the-counter pain medication, I've been reading that if you take that on a regular long-term basis, that can have some harmful effects as well, right?
Absolutely. You know, things like Advil, you think it's safe because you're just taking a couple, but some people are taking handfuls of this stuff on a daily basis.
Wow.
You know, you got to worry about your stomach, kidneys, and liver, you know, bleeding. There's all sorts of side effects to overuse of those types of medications. So yeah, that's even if I'm seeing you, or even with your primary, I'm sure he's also talking about, you know, not taking too much of that type of stuff. That's why you have to look at other things, right? I get it when you're in severe pain, taking some medication to take the edge off, but then you should be looking at how do I fix this problem, right, without having to take this medication. What can I do to wean myself off this medication, right? And there's several things I think we can do to help that.
Folks, that is going to bring us, unfortunately, to the end of our time together today here on Back to Health. That is Dr. Thomas Farinio. He is the clinical director of Bay Area Disc Center. They're located in Campbell and San Mateo. If you have severe pain in your back or your neck, if you have suffered from sciatica, if you are unable to walk, or you have a ruptured or bulging disc, if you have spinal stenosis, and we'll cover that in another program, or maybe you have a pinched nerve. Call Bay Area Disc Center for a free initial consultation at 650-977-3701. 650-977-3701. Hey, they treat the cause, not just the symptom, with individual, customized plans that are based on your needs, your anatomy, and your lifestyle. We hope today's program has given you hope that you can regain your health. Doctor, you've been a great help to us today. Thank you.
Thank you, Dave. It was a lot of fun today.
It always is a great time with you. I'm Dave Dino, inviting you to join us again next week at this same time for another edition of Back to Health. Back to Health is sponsored by Bay Area Disc Center.